Blues on Broadbeach returns for its 23rd annual festival, and Triple M Gold's Nelly chats with a number of the artists performing in this series of Blues on Broadbeach podcasts.
Yes, hello, welcome back. It's across 4 days, the heart of Broadbeach. You can see live music from the 16th to the 19th of May. In this podcast, I chat to Byron Bay, a local Casa Eager, whose mix of raw soul, husky blues and lighthearted ditties are all punctuated with her unique whiskey-soaked vocals. Cass has performed at Blues on Broadbeach several times in the past, the last being in 2021. Cass, I just love Byron Bay, and hello.
Me too.
Second to
Broadbeach, of course.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Do you do some gigs around home, Byron Bay?
I do, yeah. I just actually launched my new album that I dropped a couple of weeks ago. I launched it on Friday night at the Byron Theatre.
Oh, awesome. How did that go? Modern History?
Modern History, yeah. It was amazing. We actually had, it was like International Women's Day.
Oh, cool.
And we had an all-female cast of musicians, local Northern Rivers singers, and we had a choir, the Material Girls Choir, and then they got up and sang my next single, which is coming off the album, is called Am I Allowed to Swear?
Do it. I can beep it.
It's called Bitch Don't Call Me Betty. And it's all about, you know, being so much more than Betty Crockers, which were the perfect housewives back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And so the choir got up and sang with me, and my little 8-year-old daughter Lois got up and sang as well. It was just magical. It was amazing. And then we finished with a rousing rendition of I Am Woman.
Oh, wow. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that. I can imagine it would have been incredible. Tell me about the album Modern History, because from what I've read, and I've heard just little snippets of it, but it's an album that you want people to have those highs, those happy moments, but it's also quite, you know, those sadder moments too, to reflect on love.
Yeah, I think you know, it's funny when you're just writing the songs and then recording them one by one, and then you piece them together and you sort of think, how will these fit together? And, you know, and I realized that it is mostly an album about the facets, the different facets of love that we experience, but from the perspective of a well-lived woman, which is what I am. So kind of, you know, moments throughout my life that have, I think, where I've potentially woken up the next day a changed person. You know, those moments that really define you and define your life. And so some of them are high, some of them are low, some of them are in between, some of them are about falling in love, some of them are about being in love, some of them are about heartbreak. But the thing that ties them all together, which I only realized actually when I put them together for the album, was that, you know, the most important love of all is the love you have for yourself. And I think through loving others, you get to understand, you know, loving yourself and how that's actually the greatest love of all. And so none of my songs are really kind of poor me songs. They're all quite empowered. Even coming out of the ones where you feel quite disempowered, there's always a moment of like, well, what am I going to do about this, and how am I going to move forward with strength out of this moment?
I like it. Make them laugh, make them cry, scare the hell out of them. Dolly Parton.
I love that quote. Yeah, just make them feel. You know, I mean, it's about. Hopefully, I've always said songs are like a 3 or 4 minute departure from people's lives. Hopefully, they take them away somewhere, wherever that is, but make them really feel what it is you want them to feel when you wrote the song and when you recorded the song, and, you know, to take them on an emotional journey and, you know, help them forget about their own lives for a few minutes.
So Blues on Broadie, which is on from the 16th to the 19th of May. On stage, will you be bringing that new album? Will you be giving us some new stuff? Talk me through the set and what we can expect.
Oof. Well, yeah, I definitely want to play the new album. Actually, it's funny because the last time we played Blues on Broadbeach was 2021, and it was just out of lockdown, and we were on the big main Currawa Park stage, and it was the first time the band and I had played the songs live that are on the Modern History album. So it was sort of road testing. It was a road test for us. And I got to say, I mean, it just really brought home to me. People just dug it. And they were coming up to me in the street and telling me, and like a lot more than sort of the previous times I'd played there. So it was really heartening. And I knew that I was onto something good. And then I went and finished the album, and now it's out. And so it's really going to be great to play it again live back at Broadbeach.
I mean, that would have been a epic moment, I guess, just out of lockdown. And this is why music is so cool, isn't it? And all these people who we were deprived of live music for so long, and then to come out and see you rock that stage, that would have been quite a special moment.
It was. And it was a little bit nerve-wracking for us too, because we'd been in lockdown ourselves and we hadn't done a gig for, you know, many months. And there we were, you know, on the festival stage. But it was so beautiful. Exactly. Yeah. Music brings people together, and we were all just celebrating with our hands in the air at being able to do that once again.
What do you want people to experience when they come and watch you on stage and walk away with?
Well, I think my shows are really a lot about the vocal.
Yeah.
The songs come from the vocals, and, you know, I think singing is like the most beautiful instrument you can have, because it's, you know, from one soul to another, hopefully. So just to carry them away with the vocal and with the emotion of the song, and yeah, get up and have a boogie and, like, you know, swing those hips with swagger or, you know, really relate to one of the songs and, you know, feel it in your bone.
It's such a cool vibe too, and the audience at every Blues on Broadbeach I've been to, because we're right in the heart of it, luckily, Triple M Gold. There's young people there, you have babies through to, you know, families, to people who have just come out on their own and they're having a great time, to the older generation as well. Everybody can find an act or something they enjoy at Blues.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about Broadbeach. I mean, not only is it free, but
yeah,
there are stages in the park where, you know, yeah, exactly, like toddlers can have a boogie, and then there are, you know, late night club gigs and everything in between. So it's, you know, it's just such a beautiful atmosphere. The whole town just comes alive. I feel like it just becomes electric with, you know, the beauty of music and the power how it can connect people, all just like walking through the streets, just looking for the next thing they're going to. It's just so much fun.
Now, when you're not on stage doing your thing, who are you going to go and check out headlining this year, which we're so super excited? Melissa Etheridge.
I know. That's going to be pretty cool. I'll have to check her out. I also really want to see, I love Eric Bibb. He's amazing. And John Cleary. I saw him play in New Orleans. That was pretty cool. Chase the Sun, I'm going to go see, especially because my husband plays drums in them.
Oh. So,
Yeah, he also plays drums in my band too. So
I was just reading their bio, actually. They're massive. 6-time Australian Blues Awards winners.
Oh, they are so good.
Three-piece band.
Highly recommend them. They're just like hard, hard rock and blues funk, just so good. And Jan Reinside on guitar is just killer. So, yeah, they're highly recommended. But, you know, so many amazing Australian acts on as well. It's not just all about the internationals. I mean, I love Carl S. Williams and Lloyd Spiegel.
Yes.
And, I mean, Minnie Marks is great. There's just so many. It's such a great lineup this year.
I was chatting earlier to Anna Popovic. She's an incredible blues muso.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll just try and see as many as I can when we're not playing.
To hear the album, to jump online, find out some more about you, Cass Eager.
Yeah, well, I'm on all the streaming platforms. The album's called Modern History, and or you can go to my website. It's CassEager.com. And, you know, hit me up on socials. I'm Cass Eager everywhere, and Cass Eager Music on Facebook.
And for more info on where, what stage, when, you can see Cass Eager play Blues on Broadbeach at bluesonbroadbeach.com. In my next podcast, my final one, I chat with the amazing Paul George from Tijuana Cartel and shine the spotlight on the new addition to Blues on Broadbeach. That's the Currawa Sunday Ticket. We're talking Boom Child and Fat Freddy's Drop and Tijuana Cartel. Share this podcast and thank you for listening.